Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. March is National Women's History Month here in the United States. This week, we talk to Margot Lee Shetterly, the author of the book Hidden Figures, about those women, many of them African-American, who helped put the United States into space and on the moon.
They had a complete life, and you know what we would call kind of a normal life. They just had these extraordinary jobs.
Margot Lee Shetterly and the women of Hidden Figures on this week's American Cafe. The Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum sits about a block away from our headquarters building here in Washington. Walk into the main lobby and you will see the Mercury capsule Friendship 7, which John Glenn flew around the Earth on February 20, 1962. Glenn was hailed as a hero, was awarded the Space Congressional Medal of Honor, and went on to a career in public service, including several terms as a U.S. Senator. But his flight might never have happened had it not been for a dedicated group of engineers and mathematicians on a spit of land near Hampton, Virginia. In her book, Hidden Figures, the story of the African-American women who helped win the space race, Margot Lee Shetterly tells the story of several women who played pivotal roles in that race to space. The book, which was made into an Oscar-nominated movie of the same name, tells how the female computers, many of them African-Americans in the segregated South, overcame not only race bias, but also sexism to change American society.
You know, these women lived during the time of Jim Crow segregation, legalized segregation in terms of bathrooms, cafeterias, eating establishments, schools, graveyards, absolutely everything. And those issues or those laws both circumscribed what they were able to do, but it also provided, or they saw those things as things that had to be dismantled, you know, they really had to pick their battles.
Shetterly says women like Dorothy Vaughan, Mary Jackson, Katherine Johnson, and others used the excellence of their work as mathematicians to break through racial and gender stereotypes.
One of the things that they did was through the excellence of their work, through networking and finding other excellent women to do to fill the positions that were available there at the laboratory, and to really, you know, challenge the idea of what was possible from a woman or an African-American or an African-American woman.
Shetterly's book takes readers from the middle of World War II to the launch of Sputnik and the beginning of the space race. Katherine Johnson and her fellow computers check the trajectories and the flight paths for space flights. They were so trusted that John Glenn said to have the girl, meaning Katherine Johnson, check the computations of his historic flight, which had been calculated by a then state-of-the-art IBM computer. If Johnson said it was okay, Glenn said he was ready to go. Margot Lee Shetterly told me that Katherine Johnson and her colleagues made sure the flight was ready for launch.
We trust our computers and our toasters, our phones, our cars, everything. We always just sort of assume that they are correct and they're pointing us in the right direction. Well, those are the early days of computers, and people did not trust them. You know, sometimes they did not give always the right answer. Sometimes they just stopped working in the middle of a calculation. And so this human check on the machine was a really important part of that transition.
Shetterly is herself a product of the space program. Her father worked at the NASA Langley Research Center, where much of the book takes place. One question she often gets asked is, why did this story take so long to come out? Margot told me that history is often made by normal people who were just doing their jobs.
I think what it really means is we have this idea of history as something that comes from presidents and kings and famous people and politicians, when history is really what each of us does each day. You know, and what these women did each day was to get up and go to work and work at NASA as professional mathematicians. You know, they came home, they took care of their children and their husbands and their homes, and, you know, they were Girl Scout leaders and things like that. So they had a complete life, and you know what we would call kind of a normal life. They just had these extraordinary jobs.
One of the computers, Katherine Johnson, went on to work on the Apollo program and helped calculate trajectories that put astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin on the moon. Others helped women advance at the space agency or helped to train the next generation of female engineers and mathematicians. In President Trump's 2018 budget outline, NASA escapes largely unscathed, but the education program, which focuses on outreach and grants, is eliminated. Margot Lee Shetterly told me that she hopes others inside and outside NASA take up the challenge to raise the next generation of engineers, scientists, and explorers.
I know how excited kids get when they're presented with the dream, you know, that comes from space travel and exploring our Earth and looking beyond and, you know, all of those different things. So, you know, I really hope that that maybe there are people out there listening and, you know, other those of us who maybe aren't officially affiliated with NASA but really believe in that mission that can kind of pick up the slack on that education. Because I think that, you know, building the next generation of scientists, engineers, mathematicians is a really important thing.
To learn more about Margot Lee Shetterly, you can find her at her website, margotleeshetterly.com. You can also find her book, Hidden Figures, at your favorite retailer or online. And the Oscar-nominated film is in theaters. If you want to hear other editions of our show, you can find them at voanews.com. Look for the red Listen tab and then look under Our Broadcast Programs. You can also find us on Facebook. We're at VOA American Cafe. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington.